This is Fresh Air. Dana Spiota's novels have been shortlisted for most of the major literary awards. Her latest novel is called Wayward. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan says it's a novel about one woman's extreme response to the pervasive low-level panic that marks our own time.
Dana Spiota's new novel, Wayward, is about a 53-year-old woman named Samantha Sam Raymond, who's going through menopause and becomes a little unhinged. She leaves her husband and her teenage daughter in the suburbs of Syracuse and impulsively moves into a dilapidated arts and crafts bungalow in a crumbling downtown neighborhood of that city. If this premise sounds melodramatic, that's not the kind of writer Spiota is. As a longtime fan, I went back and looked at the reviews I've written of Spiota's earlier work. In every review, I've used the word smart. Spiota is one of the most alert, ambitious, nuanced, and yes, smartest of our contemporary novelists. Because Wayward is set in 2017, it's not only about one woman going internally haywire, but about the entire country roiling in the wake of the 2016 election and the rise of the Me Too and Black Lives Matter movements. This story opens on a restless Sam having trouble sleeping. Who among us cannot identify? Here's how Spiota describes Sam's stirred-up psyche. Lately, Sam's desire to be contrary to convention had taken on a new urgency, well beyond clothes or matters of taste. An unruly, even perverse inclination animated her. It had been looking for a place to land, for something to fasten on. So now, this odd inner state pushed her toward a highly destabilizing wildness, a recklessness that she couldn't suppress any longer. Idly scanning the online real estate listings, Sam finds that elusive something to fasten on in an arts and crafts bungalow, complete with leaded windows and a tiled fireplace, advertised for intrepid buyers only. In other words, the place is a charming ruin. After seeing it, Sam decides, in the words of feminist poet Adrienne Rich, to dive into the wreck. Only after she's written out a check for the asking price of $38,000 does Sam realize that saying yes to this version of her life would mean saying no to another version of her life. Spiota's novels, always rich with ideas and atmosphere, often focus on the arts. In her 2011 book, Stone Arabia, the art is music. In Innocence and Others, which came out in 2016, film is at the story's center. Here, architecture connects to Wayward's larger meditations about impermanence and decay, human, structural, and even national. As Sam restores her minimally habitable shambles of a house, she's also casting about for answers to how to construct a meaningful life in her 50s, and also how to come to terms with the looming end of things. Meeting up with other white women her own age at political gatherings after the election, alienated Sam disdainfully looks at their carefully angled, highlighted, silvery haircuts and Eileen Fisher linen pants and surrenders to what she calls bouts of midlife misogyny. Fortunately, the Syracuse area is rich in women's history and the nearby presence of iconic women's houses, such as those of Harriet Tubman and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, offer Sam some inspiration from the past. Spiota, however, complicates things by making up a faux 19th century figure she calls Clara Loomis. Loomis went to medical school, fought for suffrage, and regrettably became a proponent of eugenics. Sam uneasily works as a paid guide at the fictional Loomis house and has to deal with the contempt of visitors who dismiss Loomis's accomplishments and flatly label her a proto-Nazi. Inevitably, Sam wonders how she herself will be judged by posterity in the form of her own daughter. On a lighter note, Sam's tour guide patter can be hysterical in every sense of that word. Here's a snippet of one of her lectures to a high school group. Clara Loomis, in her middle years, after menopause, when having children and rearing children were no longer considerations, started what she called her true life. Sam emphasized the word menopause. She didn't know why, but she felt the urge to scream it at young women sometimes. She imagined herself shrieking, menopause, 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 but settled for merely enunciating it because she wasn't a total psycho, not yet. There are subplots here about Sam's ill but resolutely solitary mother and her sophisticated teenage daughter who's losing herself in an erotically charged affair with an older man. But it's the character of Sam herself, messy, hurtful, floundering in late midlife, who's the compelling draw. Recently, I've become aware of the term crossing the Crimson Bridge as a fanciful way to refer to menopause. In Wayward, Spiota endows that passage with all the gravitas and unpredictability it deserves by giving us a heroine who chooses to take a flying leap off the Crimson Bridge into uncharted territory.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Wayward by Dana Spiota. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be Terrell Alvin McCraney. The Oscar-winning movie Moonlight was adapted from his semi-autobiographical script about growing up with a crack-addicted mother. He created the Peabody Award-winning series David Makes Man, which is now in season 2 on OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network. We'll talk about the difficulty of moving past childhood trauma, having to code switch from living in the projects to going to a magnet school and continuing to have to code switch as an adult, coming out as queer, and more. I hope you'll join us. I'm Terry Gross.